When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm on the floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts, on Android, recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Just make sure you subscribe to our Discord, $2.99 per month off the floor. You can find the link right here in the description. That's where you can communicate with us and other Heat fans all day long. You can also suggest topics for episodes. We're going to lean on you heavily in August, of course. Again, $2.99 per month. Get off of Twitter. Check out Off the Floor. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friends over at Valvoline. This episode is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, with oil changes complete in about 15 minutes. Maintaining your vehicle is just a quick stop on the way to your summer destinations. Click the link in our bio to receive a coupon that saves $8 off Valvoline full service conventional oil change, or $10 off the full service full synthetic or diesel oil change. So check it out. It can be switched out for other offers as well. Make sure you check it out. We're going to post it on Twitter as well as the description of this podcast. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We'll get Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Make sure you check out the last episode. Easier for me to say Alex Toledo, but anyway, it is what it is. Check out the last episode that I did with Eternal and with Brady, where we recapped Summer League and looked ahead at some of those young players and what we can expect this season from them. But now we're going to go back into the past a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the vets on the roster. And we know this is going to be a sore spot when the season starts. We've discussed this because everybody wants new. They want fresh. They just watched a team win a Summer League championship. They're freaking out about which of those players they're going to lose and which of those players that they have are going to play a lot and whether or not they're going to be progress stopped by some veterans on the roster. So we're going to talk about three veterans in particular. Now, there are more than these guys that are over 30 on the roster. Terry Rozier is older than 30. Jimmy Butler is older than 30. But we're going to focus on these three specific players because I actually think it's a reasonable debate on who's going to get the most playing time of these three. So you've got Kevin Love coming back. Later in his career, was very, very productive for the Heat last year in his regular season minutes. Kind of played off the floor in the playoffs. But during the regular season, whether it was the outlet passes, again, just general intelligence, making big threes, leadership, he was a good guy to have on the floor. He provided better non-BAM minutes than we've consistently seen over the course of the past few years. Okay, then there's Josh Richardson, who struggled a bit at the start of the season. I don't think his defense was where we expected it to be. Kind of put in a strange role as a backup point guard, not really his position. But as the season progressed, he kind of found his way. I mean, he had talked to me a lot about how he was struggling to kind of find his places in the mid-range because so many of these guys on this team like the mid-range. But he was getting there. He was shooting the ball better. He was more consistently efficient for the Heat. And then he separated his shoulder and eventually was kind of replaced by DeLon Wright and Patty Mills, neither of which are still with the Heat. And then the third guy is the new acquisition, which is Alec Burks. And I was looking through Alec Burks' numbers, Alex, and I mean, he looks like the kind of guy they could mold, even at his advanced age. Because, you know, you look at a guy like Wayne Ellington when he came to Miami or some of the other shooters that they've had. And now Wayne is obviously a coach with the Heat. But Burks' last few seasons, with the exception of his regular season last year with New York, after he came over in a trade from Detroit. He was part of the Bogdanovich trade. He shot only 30% from three on 3.6 attempts in 13 minutes per game in 23 games with the Knicks. But then in the playoffs, he shot better than 40% from three. And I actually, and he played a lot of minutes because they had injuries. And I actually think that's more representative of who he is, because if you look at what he was shooting in Detroit before he came over, 40.1% on 5.7 attempts. Previous year in Detroit, 41.4% on 4.7 attempts. In New York the prior season, 40.4 on 4.8 attempts. 41.5 the year before that on 5 attempts. And in Philadelphia the season before that, okay, he was in Philadelphia and Golden State. He basically combined between those two places to shoot about 39 to 40% on 4.5 attempts. So I think that's who he is, not the guy that struggled to kind of find a role in the regular season for the Knicks. And if he's that, they need shooting. So let's go through it, and we're going to pick which of these three guys. Let's start here, okay? Do you think Kevin Love's role will be the same, bigger, or smaller than last year?
Ooh. I think smaller is what immediately comes to mind when you ask that. And it's because of who they just drafted. Like, it just has to be, you know, has to be a big factor here, because Kelo Ware was not only, you know, basically a lottery pick, right? Just one pick outside a lottery. He played like one of the best players in Summer League and you know, earned a spot on that Summer League first team for a reason. He was very good. And like I, you know, mentioned on the last episode, and like we've all talked about, like, even though the strength and conditioning and all that still, you know, it still needs to happen, right? And will happen over time. He's been very productive despite it, right? Just based off raw talent and athleticism and, you know, willingness to work on things that maybe he wasn't as great at, you know, when Summer League first started. Like, he looks like somebody who should be able to play right away, even if it isn't, you know, majority of the time next to Bam, like a lot of fans want. He is somebody who should be, in my opinion, in the every night rotation, because I don't think, you know, it's, you're like getting in the way of some regular season powerhouse if you play him, right? And it goes perfectly, in my opinion, with the K-Love thing. You know, I think you can play him together. Like we talked about in other pods, you could, it makes more sense to maybe throw him with Jovic, but I think you could have both of them in a rotation together if you wanted to do that. And I also think you could just, you know, give Kevin Love nights off. Regardless, I think the Jimmy K Love units is what needs to be kept, you know, intact, because those units were just fantastic, right? So if you can work around it where it's about like you have these lineups that make sense, like I think that's probably what they do, and that's probably why, you know, if we see him with another big, it's probably most likely to be Jovic, because I doubt we see him next to Bam a lot. All of this to be, I'm saying all of this to say, I think Kevin Love is going to have a smaller, you know, just load on him. I don't think they're going to rely. They're going to need him to play every night like they kind of did last season, if we're being honest. Like, shout out to Thomas Bryant for that second half stretch he put on when Love was out, right? Like, did a little better than we thought, but they needed Kevin Love. Like, those lineups were one of their only consistently positive lineups all year, was like that the same before. So I think they're going to need him to play, you know, I mean, they're going to need him to play in this regular season, but with the drafting of Kelo Ware, maybe not as much.
All right, so let's go to the next one. I agree with you, by the way. I think they will try to preserve him a little bit more this season, but I do think that he's going to get time with Jimmy. And I also think that it will frustrate Heat fans some, but not that much, because I do think that there's been some affection built up for Kevin and what he's contributed here. But again, everybody's going to want to see where. All right, here's the second question, and then we'll try to put all this together. Burks or Richardson? Who plays more minutes?
See, this is a tough one, but I think it's going to be Burks. And I don't know if this is like too, you know, prisoner of the moment, right? But I do think like Jay Rich is somebody who, you know, had his shoulder separated, had surgery not too long ago, just started shooting again. Like, I think it could affect his shooting. And I wonder how soon he's going to be back. And so all of that, right, like you factor all of that together, and it's like Alec Burks is somebody who was productive, like the other day basically, right, with what he was doing against the Pacers in important games in the playoffs. Like, he was averaging like 17 or 18 points in that series. You know, it's pretty impressive. The guy, like you mentioned, can shoot it at a really high level has been for years, right? He's not an elite shooter, but he's definitely a good shooter on pretty high volume. And they got somebody who is pretty productive at the veteran minimum there. So I think they plan on using him. And sometimes I think that'll get in the way of other guys, right, who we're not talking about in this episode, like Pelle Larsson, you know. So I'm really interested to see how they work out that kind of the last couple of spots in that backcourt rotation, right, outside of the guys who we know will play, like Terry, Tyler, Duncan. That last spot is going to be interesting, I think, because you can go with Burks, you can go with Jay Rich whenever he's back, and you can go with Larsson, who seems like somebody who is going to be a two-way player. Right. And we've been talking for years about how they don't have enough two-way players. So I just think they've got some decisions to make here. Burks is an all offense type of guy, but has decent size. Right. He's not like very small. So I don't think he's a complete cone on defense. I think he's somebody who's just been good in the NBA, or like kind of, you know, maybe average to above average in the NBA for years now as a bench player. And so he's kind of a known commodity here. Like, I think if somebody, he was averaging like 12 points a game for the Pistons before he got traded last year. And like you've already mentioned, just has years of kind of being a double-digit scorer in the NBA and a high-volume shooter, even though he doesn't get like a ton of playing time. I think he is somebody that we're going to see a good amount of this year, for better or worse, whether Heat fans like it or not.
Well, you mentioned Larsson, and on the other half of this, I want to get to that, because I do think that affects it. Also, what may affect it is which point guards they keep, and we've discussed that quite a bit in terms of the two-way guys, so we will get into that in a second. Do you want to mention another great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network? Our friends Nelson and his family. If you work in a medical office or a hospital of any kind, you got to reach out to him, 561-891-9620. That's 561-891-9620. Mobile CRM and Staffing Services. They bring the x-ray equipment and staffing to you. So check it out. Again, it's the website is c-armandstaffing.com. Again, that's c-armandstaffing.com, 561-891-9620.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
All right, so let's talk about Larson, because we did on the last episode, Brady Eternal and myself, and I had heard such good things about him from behind the scenes, but it wasn't translating to scoring on the floor because he wasn't shooting the ball particularly well. You see the confidence grow. You see him get the ball at the very last play of Summer League, closes the thing out. You mentioned the defense, looks ready to play. Offensively, and I've said this, and others have said this too, and again, I don't want to stereotype based on white European, but there's a little Dragic in his game, just like kind of the, I don't know, like I said, the wiggles sort of. He's like even the way he threw his head back when he made that last basket, like it literally reminded me of a slightly taller Goran. He's not going to be Goran right away, but Goran was a second round pick. And Goran didn't have any collegiate experience either, which Larson, showed something in Arizona last year, obviously. Whose minutes do you think he would affect more? Richardson or Burks?
That one's a little bit tougher for me to answer because I feel like they're all going to be in that kind of class together. And so I think it's both of them, really. Like, I know I have the reputation of like not wanting to pick an answer on certain things, but look, man, like I think they're all kind of in the same, kind of swingman class there of like two threes, right? That's kind of their position class. I think it's both, but I guess Jay Rich most, just because like I mentioned on the last kind of segment there before the ads, it was just Burks is ready to play now, is a known commodity, and Jay Rich is too, but he's coming off injury on his shooting shoulder. So I think it's going to take a little bit for him. We don't know for sure how long it's going to be before he's ready to go and playing with everybody again. I know he's optimistic that he'll be back for a training camp, but that's all we have to go off for now. And so I think, you know, probably Jay Rich. And you look like you look at some of the stats from last year, it kind of it tracks with what we were saying about him. When you look at the defensive estimated plus minus, absolute lowest in his career and by a good amount too, like by a pretty wide margin. And that to me, it was actually really interesting because the Heat themselves, like, you know, by no means a perfect defensive team, but they were pretty consistently a top 10 defensive team by defensive rating last year. So you would think that like some of that would help out some of his individual defensive numbers, but no, like he had easily his worst defensive estimated plus minus last year. And you know, I think if he can get like, and he was, you know, like we were talking about, he was showing some growth there, and as far as like getting back to who we thought he was going to be before the injury there had really caught fire from three. And so I think he, like, you feel better about where he was offensively, but now it's like, again, he injured his shooting shoulder after he was having such a nice, you know, stretch there shooting wise. So I think like for him, it's going to be about getting back to, you know, what we expected of him defensively as a perimeter defender. And that's what'll kind of get him his minutes back. Of course, getting the, you know, the shot back and rehab and all that. So I think Jay Rich is the one whose minutes will immediately be affected the most. And I think that's why we'll see Larson and Burks early on. And maybe he might have to pick between one of them as far as who's going to be in the every night rotation, because we know there's going to be guys in and out, right? But I think we'll see them too more than Jay Rich for sure, at least from the beginning of the season.
Well, there are other variables here, which I should mention, which is who starts, because if Rozier and Hero are starting and Duncan's coming off the bench, I see more of a role for Jay Rich than I do for Burks. Because I don't know that you're bringing Burks off the bench with Duncan. I don't know who's – Burks has kind of operated as like a de facto point guard at times over the years too, but it's kind of like Jay Rich. He's not that good at it. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, Duncan to get a lot of touches too.
Correct. So some of it now, if you're starting Hero – if you're starting Rozier and Robinson and Tyler's coming off the bench, I like the way Tyler played with Jay Rich last year. I like that better than Tyler and Burks, honestly. Okay, we'll have to see it. And then there's,
I guess, in theory, because it's like you expected Jay Rich to be a better perimeter defender. So, like, if he can, again, if he can get back to that level, then yeah. But honestly, if you're telling me Jay Rich from last year, I think Burks is just a better option, because I don't think that the gap between them defensively is what it used to be. And I think Burks is just a better offensive player at this point. And look, I've always been a fan of Jay Rich, so I'm not trying to shade him here, but that's just where I'm at with it.
What about the other variable is, what if they like Isaiah Stevens so much that they throw him at the back end of the rotation?
That would be surprising.
It would be surprising, but I mean, we don't even know he's getting a two-way. He should. We don't even know that. But like, if you're looking for somebody, like if Spo wants somebody to like run a second unit, that kid knows how to run a team. Like, that's not a question. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like his player comps are like Tyus Jones and Kyle Lowry. Like, he can absolutely, you know, quarterback an offensive unit out there. Like, we saw that every single game in summer league. You know, he can do it. And so, look, it makes some sense. I just don't expect that to be the route. When we're already talking about other guards in the class here. So it's like that would feel very out of the blue.
Yeah, no, I get it, but I just, again, throwing in the mix, and here's one other guy.
Josh Christopher?
Well, see, I think we're far away from that, even if he gets it to it. I think it's more likely that Stevens would, just because I could see them wanting a more traditional backup point guard, and he is that. Like, he fits the mold perfectly. The other guy is that you expect
Terry and Tyler to not play together all the time, so, you know, if you're staggering them in any way, one of them is going to be essentially a point guard, and the other, and like I mentioned before, Jaime is going to be, I'm assuming, running a lot of offense this year.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I was going to mention.
Yeah. So, and then I think Burks, like, playing off ball makes more sense. Not like him. I don't expect him to be like running anything, you know, except in situations where like they're missing a bunch of guys in a certain game. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're just throwing him in with the rest of the guys, I think him playing off ball just makes a lot of sense.
So are you of the opinion now, as we close this thing out, that of the three of them, Burks is going to get the most playing time? At least the first half of the season. Because I feel like by the second half of the season, we're going to see some of the younger guys pop. And
I still might say Love.
Okay.
I still might say Love. Now, there's going to be some games here and there where he doesn't play, but I feel like we said that a lot last season. He didn't really do that till the second half of the season. So that's why my mind goes to like, okay, like we'll see a lot more of Love in the first half, especially since, you know, it's very early for Khalil Ware, and, you know, he's going to, I'm sure, be in better shape and better heat condition the second half. So, like, that's kind of how I'm thinking about it, right, as you frame that question. But, yeah, like, I just think Love is the most reliable. Like, those lineups were insanely good for them. You look at some of his stats, like, his offensive estimated plus minus last year, 91st percentile. And, you know, he's still a fantastic rebounder by the numbers, as far as like just grabbing up, you know, any rebound that's around him. He also, you know, kind of random here, but he shot it 59% in the mid-range last year. Didn't take that many, but like the couple of times that they would throw it to him down there and he would get like a post mismatch, he had that little, you know, that turnaround midi, like that was absolutely, you know, just knockdown. So the fact that he can give you all these things, he's obviously a very good passer. So I just think he makes a lot of their lineups work, right, when you're talking about like the Jimmy No Bam lineups. So I'm still gonna give the nod to Love here. But I'm the Burks thing, I'm just trying to prepare people, because I think they're gonna play him a little bit.
No, and I think that it may pay off. I mean, I look at his numbers, and look, there have been issues with him in terms of other parts of his game, what else he provides, that are real, and he's a fully formed player at this point. But the one thing that Spo will make him do is shoot it more. We're going to see an uptick in the threes.
And he'll have no problem doing it because he's already shooting it at a really high volume. The other thing he gives you, mm-hmm. you know, just sneaky thing, is he has a pretty good free throw rate for somebody, mm-hmm. you know, who plays that role and doesn't play like that many minutes. Like, he kind of gets to the free throw line mm-hmm. More than you'd think. Not that you'll be depending on him for that, but, you know, right. I just think he's going to be a nice little addition for them, considering you're talking about a veteran minimum guy. Like, I think, you know, offensively, he'll be kind of plug and play.
He's going to be coached by Wayne Ellington. And although people remember Wayne as the Heat killer, right, Burks's three-point shooting numbers are actually better than Wayne's when they got Wayne. And Wayne had a huge uptick in three-point attempts with Miami. That's all they're going to be talking about, is get up more shots. That's it. And so I do think he's going to lean on him to a certain point. And I also think Heat fans are still going to be like, when is Larson going to play? Because that's the direction we're going. Same with Ware and Love. And to a certain degree, once Isaiah Thomas is signed, the older one, he'll definitely play. But Isaiah Stevens, and if he's a two-way and Josh is playing, it's going to be interesting to see with Josh because he's a fan favorite, but he's an older player at this point, and we know how Heat fans get with that kind of stuff. All right, I think you may be right about Love. I'm going to lean towards Burks in the first half of the season. I think Burks gets the most minutes in the first half of the season. I think we may see a build pivot in the second half of the season. All right, thanks to our sponsors. Make sure you get your oil change. Get to the description. We've got the link right in there. You can get the discount coupons. Also, we always mention Prize Picks. Use the code 5. Get an initial deposit matched up to $100. Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. Get $20 to play. And our friends over at c-armandstaffing.com. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.